of the other neighborhood is pretty much just middle class kind of neighborhood. What about you say Capitol Heights? That'd be just a.
Oh yeah, Capitol Heights and all.
Most East Montgomery.
And my sister live out there and Ruby and over in that sections. And they got plenty of money. He's only $4 million.
$4 million, good night. He does have plenty of money.
Yeah, he run a shop down here in town on Bell Street.
What kind of work does he do?
Mechanic. He got a shop, big shop down there. He did work there when my sister married him. And he was just a mechanic down there then. And the fella so retired and sold it to him.
When you first moved into Montgomery, if you wanted to go shopping, where would you have gone?
You'd catch a streetcar and go to town. Go to Dexter Avenue.
What about
and
now?
And all like that.
Would you still go downtown to go shopping?
No, we go out in the shopping centers.
Yeah, what do you figure is the best shopping center? Do you the best place with the best stores and so forth?
Well, I like the Noel right there. On the bypass.
Yeah, that's not much of a bypass, is it?
No.
It's about as much traffic as more traffic than the main street.
Well, if you can drive, you can get around and not have no wrecks. Yeah. And be careful and keep an eye on all the way around.
Yeah.
That's the way I do, and stay very, give them a space between them. Or if they stop, I can stop. and all like that.
You okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get full of them. Two cars behind, do somebody come in between you.
Well, I let that too. I let them come in between me and I drop back.
Yeah, the others have been answering you. They got one car space. Okay.
Yeah. Then I drop back.
Did you drop back? Yeah. Let me ask you
that's the way I do.
Another question. Where are most of the, when you first moved into Montgomery, where were most of the big financial offices like banks and so forth? Where were they located?
Right in town. Running down the street in Commerce.
Same place they're located now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right down there. That's one thing that hadn't changed too much, hadn't it?
No. Only the building changed. They built more to it. And First National Bank built more to it and tore down part of the old building back there and built a new parking lot back there and you go back there and park upstairs and all on it.
With little parking decks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's North Court.
Mm-hmm.
And the Union Bank built a new building and all. Built that building up high, mm-hmm. And built more in the back into it, and all that, and all of it about the same. And the hotels and all about the same down there. They turning it off the buildings, and only thing we had is a hotel on Montgomery Street built. They did close the hotel up with the hotel up. Now they open it back up.
Oh, did?
Another fellow opened it back up.
And then they sold it to Troy State University, bought that, didn't they? Or didn't?
Yeah, I think they did.
They running it now?
No, I don't think they sold it to another fellow.
Huh.
He opened it back up, and so it's opened back up and gone back in business.
When you first moved to Montgomery, were there any neighborhoods that were all colored? Then what were most of the colored people?
Well, they lived over where Kirby was out here in Chisholm. They lived on the other side of Upper Wetumpka Road.
Mm-hmm. That King's Hill out there?
It was Stavia, it was Bannerville Street. And he went into around there, and you know, he called nothing but Bannerville Street all around. And they lived on the other side of that farm.
Yeah, out in the Kilby Reservation.
And Aunt Glyva lived behind that church over there. I went to Aaron Harris's wedding over there. And Aunt Glyva lived back there behind the church there. She lived to be 135 years old.
135, is this your aunt?
No. There's a couple.
Oh, it's a couple? She would be 135 years
old? We call
her
aunt because she come by the house and teaches the Bible all the time and eat breakfast with us and dinner sometime.
She was pretty good white, didn't she?
Yeah, she just mixed with a white because she was raised with a white.
Well, she must have been born in slavery days.
Yeah, she said she hated to see it go out. Because she told us all about that down there, about the slavery day. And she said she hated to see it go out because they're going to put her out.
And didn't have anything to do.
And she stayed with me.